Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Superior Livestock's final video auction of the year coming Thursday, December 17th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, 25,000 plus to sell, 6,200 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you like details when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. Merry Christmas from Superior Livestock.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300.
Today's cattle futures market had a mixed trading day. We were a little bit higher and a little bit lower at different points of the day. But it looks like the December live cattle is going to be the strongest live cattle contract. It was up 35 at 109.05. February down 15 at 113 even. The April's down about 20. June's down about 10. Feeder cattle were mixed as well, but slightly higher. Generally, January up 30. It looks like they're going to settle at about 140.02. The Marches are going to settle at 140.60 up 5. April's, on the other hand, looks like they're going to be down about 17 at 142.25. So really an uneventful day here to finish. The box beef at the end of the day was down again. Choice was down $1.19 at $212.69. Select down $3.45 at $192.26. The show list overall looks like it's going to be down a little bit. Of course, this is going to be the last week of the sell barns for the month of December, and I guess for the year. Until the new year. And then on Friday, we've got a cattle on feed report. I've seen some estimates out. It looks like the average estimate is somewhere around 100% on feed, 90 to 91 placed, and then marketing is about 98%. And that report will be Friday after the close.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Now, today's grain markets were all over the board. The Kansas City wheat was the weakest contract here, with March Kansas City down 19 cents to close at 562 and a quarter. July Kansas City was down 16 and a quarter to close at 568 and a half. Chicago wheat was down anywhere from 13 to 18 cents. Then overnight, it was Monday in Russia, they announced that they're going to do a $30 per ton export tax on their February 15th through June 30th exports, and they also issued a quota, which seems like they would limit exports, means that other places around the world would get the opportunity to sell some wheat. That didn't really go over well with the market for some reason, although it seems like it would be bullish. The market was down hard, both in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. Corn finished the day steady. December, of course, is winding down here, and so now March will become the front month. It was up a half at 424. Soybeans were up anywhere from 8 to 9 cents. And today's cotton market was up 50 to 60 cents here. We have March up 59 at 74.74. December next year, new crop 72.90, up 53 cents. And then currently, the stock market, after being higher all night, is down about 20 in the Dow. The S&P also about unchanged here. Crude oil is up 32 cents a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.